make things better. I believe that we all have a desire to make things better in our lives and in the lives that are around us. If you have your Bibles with you today, turn with us to the epistle of James, James chapter 1. As you're turning there to the epistle of James, we must remember that James was called James the Just. He was considered a pillar of the church there at Jerusalem. And in this general epistle, this letter that James penned by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit went out to the diaspora, those scattered Jews that had fallen under persecution in very difficult times. When you look at the book of James, we're all familiar with the passage where that he writes, "Be ye a doer of the word and not just a hearer only." Well, dear friends, we want to be able to take that and apply it to our lives today. In the book of James, in chapter number 1, we want to look briefly today, dear friends, at verse number 25. "But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." Oh, dear friends, when the Holy Spirit led us to this passage of Scripture, we begin to remember on something that we had heard and read some time ago. Charles Spurgeon, a great preacher of yesteryear, once said that a worn and torn and tattered Bible normally reflected a life that wasn't. And as I began to focus upon that, I began to look how that things can be better in your life and in my life. You say, "Brother Lynn, I have a desire to make things better in my life and in the lives that's around me." Oh, dear friends, you have to look no farther than the Word of God. For the Bible teaches us there in His Word, in John chapter 1, in verse number 1, the Word of God says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." You want things to be better in your life, you must put your faith and your trust in the Word of God. Who is the Word of God? The Word of God is Jesus Christ, our Lord. And when you look here at the Epistle of James, you see a man who has a desire to convey the Word to a lost, dying, and needful world. He had a desire to convey the good news to those who were troubled and down and out. You see, dear friends, James, like we, was limited in what he could do. But the one that he served and the one that he belonged to, praise God, could do all things. And I began to focus upon that because I believe, dear friends, it's God's desire, it's God's will that we make things better in our lives so that we can make a difference in the world that's around us. Praise His glorious name for the Word. Oh, dear friends, when the Lord penciled this upon our heart, these past few days, we begin to focus upon what James was saying here. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not forgetful here, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. James is saying that if we put our focus and our trust in the Word of God and focus and concentrate on the glories and the treasures of glory, we today won't focus upon the treasures we have down here. Because I can tell you today, dear friends, the Word of God that stirs us and moves us is far above anything that this old world has to offer. You want to make things better in your life, you look to the Lord, who is the Word. And I tell you today, you'll have perfect liberty, and you will understand the law of God. When James was speaking here in verse 25 of chapter 1 about the law of liberty, what he's speaking of goes far beyond the Mosaic law. What he's talking about is the Word that's in the hearts and minds and souls of all those who seek the will of God in their lives. You want things better. Focus and apply the Word of God to your heart. Oh, dear friends, you can rest assured of this, that the perfect law of liberty will bless you. It will help you. It will enable you to do the things that the Lord would have you to do. I thought about what Jesus said concerning the law of Moses. Jesus said in Matthew 1, in verse 17, he said, "Think not that I come to destroy the law of the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill." What Jesus had a desire to do then and to do today is to fill you with the richness of his love and apply his divine word to our lives day in and day out, so that we can share the good news of the gospel before a lost, dying, and very needful world. You see, dear friends, that was James's message, because he knew at the scattered Jews that was gone out into the highways of the world, they needed the Word. They needed the richness of the love of God, so that they could rise above the circumstances and the hardships that they face. I don't know about you, dear friends, but I must have the Word of God in my life. For in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And what was the Word? The Word was God. It's the Word. It's the Word that makes a difference. Jesus said in John 14, verse number 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." The Word is life. The Word is the way. And the Word is the way that things can be better today with you. Listen, if we don't act on the Word can't act on us. You go out here. You talk to people. You share with people. You convey the thoughts that God has laid upon your heart. Listen, I want you to understand something today, dear friend. There's many knows the way to go, but many refuse to go the way they should. You say, "Why, Brother Lynn?" It's because the Word is not being applied. You see, dear friend, the Word compels us. The Word makes a difference in our lives today. That's why that John and Peter and Nathaniel and all these people of faith emphasized the importance of the word. And now we have James the apostle here conveying what man is to do. For if he is a doer of the word and not a hearer only, blessed he will be. I'm blessed through the word. I'm blessed through the love of God. I'm blessed by His Word. I'm blessed when we come together in spirit and in truth and convey the good news and apply the fellowship that God has blessed us to have as we commune with one another. I'm blessed. That's made possible in my life and your life through the Word. The Word. People says, well, I don't read the Bible. Well, I tell you what, it's high time we blow the dust off this good book and start applying it to our lives. We want things better. We want it better. Listen, mama can't do it. Daddy can't do it. The world can't do it. But the Word can. John, James, Matthew, the great men of faith, relied upon the Word. Here, James, this wonderful servant of Jesus Christ, began to talk about how that a doer was to do the work. You see, dear friends, James knew that the works that he done was inspired through his faith in Jesus Christ. And I tell you today, dear friends, that the Lord God Almighty has a desire to bless you and to give you liberty and to bless you in ways that goes beyond all comprehension. You say, Brother Lynn, I desire that. I want that. You give in the Word and it'll make it happen. The Word will change things. The Word will compel you. You say, Brother Liam, what is the Word? It's Christ. It's Christ. And James spoke so eloquently how that a man that doeth the Word is a man that is blessed. I thought as I was reading this passage of Scripture, I thought about something that occurred in the Word of God. And you say, Brother Lynn, how will this apply? Well, if you look at the book of Luke, in Luke chapter number 5, you will find there that the disciples had been toiling. They had been actually toiling a great deal. But much like we do. Sometimes we toil quite a bit, and we seem as though we are getting nowhere. But we want to make things better. We desire to make things better for our lives and the lives that's around us. In Luke chapter 5, we find there that the disciples were fishing. As a matter of fact, they had toiled all night. And they had gotten nowhere. But they wanted things to be better. Now the key lesson here is this. The Word makes things better. Jesus said in Luke 5 and verse 4. And when he had left speaking, he saith unto Simon, launch out into the deep. And let down your nets for the draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Oh, dear friend, I tell you, if old Peter had not been obedient to the word, he would still be in a fix. He would still be in a bad way. But Peter said, but by thy word, I'll let that net down. Praise be to God. If we're obedient to the word, here in Luke 5 that when that was done, the word tells us in verse number 6, indeed a great multitude of fishes came and it broke their nets. I tell you, friend, what Jesus was saying then, he's saying now, be obedient to the word, you will be blessed. They were obedient, and the Lord blessed. We all want things to be better. We all want things to be good. We all want things to be lovely and pleasant. We all want these things, but so many of us today are bound by the things of the world. We are not ones of liberty like we can be. I tell you today, dear friends, the Bible tells us in the Gospel of John, in John 8:32, the Word says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Liberty, liberty to have things better. How to make things better in your life and in my life is done by the Word of God. I thought about that law of liberty. I thought about the love of God. That's why that Paul wrote to the Galatian church in Galatians chapter 6 in verse number 2, he says, bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. What's he saying? When you apply the word and God gives you the liberty and a free course to do, and when that word is applied to your life, you will be a catalyst that God can use in a great and mighty way in the world that's around us. Not only will your lives be better than by the word, but the word will enable you to make things better in the lives that God would have you to touch. Simply if we will apply. Simply if we're willing to be a doer of the word and not just a hearer only. How many times have we said this? I'd rather have five I minister with that's on fire for the Lord than to have 500 bench warmers. I've never been a fan of pack mule Christians where one or two carries the load. James had a task before him. He preached and headquartered himself in Jerusalem. Paul ministered to the Gentile world throughout Asia Minor. But James, the just, tarried at Jerusalem. There God used him to apply the word and to convey the word, that the word would have an impact on the recipients of this general epistle. Listen again at verse 25. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, take the word and makes one free and apply it to one's life therein, he being not forgetful here. Let us remember, let us heed of the word of God and be a doer of the work. Do what it is that God would have us to do, and our lives will be enriched by the word. This man shall be blessed in his deed. You want to be blessed? You want to be a blessing to others? You can't do it. I can't do it. But praise his glorious name, the Word can. I can do nothing, but through Christ Jesus, all things are possible. I want things better. I want things better for you. I want things better for those that's around you. But listen, dear friend, allow God to work in you. Allow God to saturate you with His love. And allow God to set you free and give you the liberty in His Word so that you can be the man, woman, and boy and girl that God would have you to be. We want things better. We desire things better. But James is talking about that perfect liberty of the law. He's talking about how that we are to concentrate on the things above, not on the things below. You see, sometimes, dear friends, we get carried away with what's going on around us. When was the last time we got carried away with what's going on up here? It's not about what God can do for you. It's about what you can do for God. And God has given us all that we need to do His bidding in the world that's around us. As oppressed as the scattered Jews was, they had a test of obedience. And James would say in verses 22 through 25, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his face, natural face, in a glass. For he that beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not forgetful here, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Listen, this ain't going to return, boys. This is not going to flounder. You may flounder. You may fail and come short. We all do. But this will always rise to the occasion. Always. The Word. Now, I can try to make things a little better for you. We've done a lot of counseling these last couple of months. I'm limited in what I can do. This word's endless. It's endless. Endless. James would convey this message because he wanted the recipients of this letter to know that through and by the word, they weren't bound. Through and by this word, they were free. You and I today have the freedom to make things better in the world as it around us. You and I today have the opportunity to make a difference in the world that is around us. Listen, the Bible teaches us in the book of Galatians, in Galatians chapter number 6, there we read in verse number 2, bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. It's hard for you to bear the burdens of another if you're bound and oppressed yourself. But if we will allow the Word to enrich our lives and establish our goings, what a wonderful work God can do in our lives. You want things better? Going to church helps, but it ain't going to make things better. But this word is. This word will. People says, you read it? Yes. Do I read it enough? No. Do I apply it sometimes? Do I need to apply it all the time? Yes. I know. Then when I intake it, It blesses me. When I worked for the sheriff's department, somebody had smuggled in a bag of tobacco. He had emptied it out in a cell, this gentleman had. And I was walking patrol, and I sent him in there smoking. Now, I know that they smuggled tobacco in, but they didn't smuggle no papers in. But what they were doing, they had tucked a Bible, and they were tearing pages out of it, and they were rolling them some. I said, guys, listen. We're to intake the Word of God, but not like that. You see, the problem is today, people's just going about it the wrong way. Just the wrong way. When the right way is done by the application of this Spirit-driven Word and the hearts, minds, and souls of those that are willing to receive. That's how things become better in your life. That's how things become better in my life. And that's how things are going to become better in the world today. The Word never sleeps, nor does it slumber. Never fails, nor does it come short. Always willing, and it's always able. Praise God. Let's stand to our feet.